Hey, besties.
Welcome to the BFF Bookcast.
We're your hosts, Teresa and Katie.
Before we jump in, we just want to remind everyone that what we discuss are our own thoughts and opinions. Just remember, we are here to have a good time.
And as always, please check trigger warnings before reading any books we will be discussing. And beware, we curse like the Bat Boys probably do during their annual snowball fight.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, T.
How you doing?
Oh, you know, it's a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday. And we have to talk about a book that we read like 3.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So
this is what happens when we get excited for certain new releases and we read them right away. Though, because I have OCD and anxiety, I do like getting a little ahead and reading a book somewhat prior to us recording, because I hate when I leave something to last minute or something comes up and like it prolongs my reading and I get too close to, like, we always record on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm like creeping towards like, oh shit, girl, I don't know if you're going to finish by Sunday, I start to panic.
No, same, but like, okay, no. So we got The Ark, which is why we had to read it when we did. Obviously, we're here to talk about Wild Love by Elsie Silver, but now I'm like forgetting what happened.
No,
so I have, you guys know that I like to read quotes anyway, but I have like all of my Kindle notes up. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to like go through this big, oh yeah, jog my memory. But yeah, anyway, we can jump right into it. Obviously,
so
Wild Love.
I do want to point out her dedication. I like it. I don't even like, I love a dedication, like, especially on Kindle. I know it populates you right to like the first chapter. I like going back.
Yeah.
For all the women who figured out that good enough isn't actually good enough. And for those of you who are still looking for more, it's out there. You'll find it. And if not, don't worry. There's always 4 grand. But I just feel like it's a very like empowering dedication to not just settle, and like what is quote unquote good enough may not honestly be good enough. Like, there could be better. Like, sometimes the grass isn't always greener. Like, I do know a lot of people that are like, is this the right person?
Yeah,
maybe there's better. Like, you really need to like think long and hard and like assess your situations, I think, because like sometimes you have the creme de la creme and you're not gonna top it,
right?
But if you're like kind of like, I feel like I'm getting treated like poo, then you probably are. You should look other places.
I completely agree. The only issue I have with that dedication is thinking that Ford Grant is good enough. Because while he's fine, he's not that great.
In Teresa's opinion.
In my opinion, right.
Okay, let's just talk about this right then. Let's get
I was going to say, okay, well, we're just going to jump right in. Yeah. I normally,
we'll give, I know you like to do your little segues, but we could just jump right
in. We could jump right in.
So, okay, for anyone who has read all of Elsie Silver's series, like both Chestnut Springs and Gold Rush Ranch, I forget which book it is in the Gold Rush Ranch series, but there's characters similar to Daddy Cade and Willa.
Yes.
I think they are number 3 on my rank. I do think while Ford is a great broody male main character, he is no Daddy Cade.
He just lacked personality.
But
and
I have my suspicions on why you think that also.
No, I just thought that he lacked personality. I feel like his only personality trait was that he was in love with a girl for like
forever.
Which, like, I mean, I do, like, love that. The whole, like, I've been pining forever, like, childhood friends to lovers, like, type of thing.
You just answered why I was going to say, I think. Because I feel like there, you get a background about him, but you don't get, like, a really thorough, built-out background about him.
Yeah. And I think I was expecting more from him, because what you do get of him from Chestnut Springs is, like, very, like, dry, sarcastic, but, like, witty. And, like, yes, you do see that, but then, like, a lot of it is also just, like, piney and like, I don't know, he just didn't do it for me. Like, I liked him enough, he just felt very one note and like very vanilla.
Okay.
And then I mean, Elsie did this in Powerless too, where I feel like she gives us this character and then as soon as she like puts them in like a sexual position, like all of a sudden they have this like other personality, which, like, not saying that that's not true for some people, but like it was the same thing in Powerless where I was like, I just don't find, I don't picture this being the way that he's like talking to her.
Powerless, I very much feel the same way with you. Whereas this, I think because he's secretly, I took this as he was secretly Rosie's protector and like always pined after her and really wanted to pursue her. So when it came time to anything like sexual, he just went for it. Like, yeah. And he got, like, his backbone. I get what you're saying about, like, the lack. I think because you kind of hear of his background and what he's trying to do back at home. But I feel like with this single dad route, which we will also talk about.
Yeah.
I think I took him to be kind of portrayed as, like, in a weird limbo phase. Like, he wasn't quite sure what to do, which, like, I don't think anybody in his situation would know what the fuck to do.
Well, yeah, no, like, he's like, in a limbo phase of life.
Yeah. So I feel like that just didn't kind of help with, like, the background of Ford.
Right.
So it doesn't really aid to his personality, whereas, like, you just kind of get, like, at least with Daddy Kate, you got, like, what was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And the reason why I keep using him, because they are both very broody, very closed off, kind of, like, very internal.
Yeah.
With, like, their feelings. So that's why I'm comparing the two. Whereas, like, you kind of get more understanding about why Kate is the way he is.
Yeah.
Whereas you don't really get that a lot with Ford.
Right. And, like, I mean, we just brought up the single dad thing, which was an issue for me the entire time I was reading it, because he steps into a, like, okay, he's a sperm donor. He's not a father. He steps into, like, a guardianship over the little girl whose sperm he donated to, I guess. But, like, that doesn't make you a father. And I think that it, like, she had a dad and her dad died, and to kind of, like, consider him, like, her dad now, like, I feel like Jess kind of, like, is like, oh, well, like, the other guy wasn't really her dad because that wasn't, like, it wasn't his sperm. So, like, it kind of, I don't know, like, in my mind, or, like, while I was reading it, everyone being like, you're a dad now, and, like, this is your daughter. No, it's not. She has a dad. Her dad's dead. Like, you can be a guardian, and, like, yeah, maybe, like, 10 years down the line, if you are continue to be in her life, if she wants to start calling you dad, that's great. But, like, the fact that, like, by the end of the book, after, like, a few months, she calls him dad, like, there's no way in hell that that happened. And I feel like it just kind of, like, gave the impression that her actual father, who passed away, like, meant nothing.
And he was perceived as, like, a nice man.
Like, she was very close with him and, like, loved him.
Yes, he was sick, and there's been some, like, you know, maybe she didn't have, like, a full-blown childhood that, like, maybe she should have, because, like, they were making sure that he was okay.
Right.
Like, that's kind of, like, what you get out of it. But that is one thing I will agree with you in the story. This wasn't, to me, a single dad trope. This was a guardian trope.
Yes, and, like, just because you donate sperm does not make you a father whatsoever in any sense of the word. And I feel like maybe women who have had to use sperm donors would probably really adamantly feel that way. Like, you're helping me have a child, but, like, that doesn't give you any, like, ownership or anything over the child that we have.
Right.
Yeah.
You're doing an incredible thing.
Yes.
But you're not stepping in as the role of dad.
Right. Exactly. And, like, yes, he steps up when he needs it, but I just feel like the story could have been written better where, like, maybe he had, like, a one night stand in his youth and, like, now this kid shows up on his doorstep. Or even if he was, okay, if you wanted to do the sperm donor route, fine, but then make it, like, a single mom who just wanted to have a kid. Like, I just don't like the fact that they kind of, like, gloss over the fact that she did have a dad who died and, like, now all of a sudden Grant just, like, steps in and replaces him.
Yeah. Like, I do know some people who have had to use sperm donors in order to go through the IVF process to have children. And I don't think in those circumstances, at least right away, like you're saying, maybe down the road.
Right.
That's a whole different ballgame if he's still a very big, like, person in her life. But I think based on, again, this is just a personal preference for the people that I know that have a sperm donor. Like, I don't think they would take kind to calling the sperm donor daddy when their dad passed away.
Because, like, dad is more than DNA.
Yes.
So, like, I just feel, I don't know, like, that just bothered me.
My mom's the first person to raise her hand. Like, the man who raised her, who she calls dad, who I refer to as my grandfather, is not her biological father.
Right.
But he raised her and my aunt. So, like, that to her, that is her father.
Like, I just kind of wish that nobody was calling, and I understand that this entire series is supposed to, like, center around the single dad.
Yeah.
So I just wish that maybe, like, she just did it differently to make it, I don't know, more acceptable. I mean, again, I'm one person and I'm not, like, harping. I don't want to harp on it. Like, I still did like the book.
Yes.
It was just like that, like, one thing, like, kept bothering me every time it would come up. Like, oh, well, you're her dad. Like, no, you're not. Eventually, could you be? Yes. But after, like, 3 months of knowing a kid, doesn't make you their father.
No.
When they have one.
Agreed.
So that was just my, like, one, like, that was, honestly, I think that it just kept, like, glaring in the background and it just, like, whatever.
That's how you feel.
Also, I wish that Elsie just made it a millionaire romance instead of a billionaire romance, because like there are so few billionaires in this world. And like, I just don't think Ford was one of them. Like, I don't think like his background and like what he's currently doing and where he lives.
Like maybe if there is like a trust fund, like,
yeah, but his dad's like a rock star, not a billionaire. He's not Taylor Swift.
He's not Taylor Swift. Like Beyonce's massive and she's not a billionaire. Yeah. She's a millionaire. Justin Timberlake, millionaire. Like,
right. I just feel like it was a little, he should have just been a millionaire. And I think it would have been the exact same thing. Like a billionaire doesn't like just like have like one home in wherever in Canada,
yeah,
like on a lake, and like with like a normal, like somebody, his best friend, AKA Rosie's brother, lives right next door in like a normal home. Like I just, I'm just like, you're, and he just like lives in like a normal, like I'm just, you're not, you're a millionaire. Like, let's just make him millionaire. It's more palatable. Again, this is just my like nitpicky complaints, but.
So funny. I do think it's funny though. So the, what's her name? What's the little girl's name?
Oh, girl who already had a dad. Cora. What is her name? Yeah, Cora.
I do like when she shows up at his door, which is also like, I do, one thing I do appreciate about this is like, she totally shows up because like, she, if you Google a name, he's huge. Like, he's fucking rich. She's no dope. This girl is perceived to be a no dope.
Yeah.
When she's like, oh, like, I'm your kid. He goes, that's impossible. I never fucked Morticia Adams. And like, she constantly has like Wednesday Addams references. Like, thank you. I fucking love Wednesday Addams and the Addams family. So,
yeah. I love how she goes right back at him. She's like, I have it highlighted too. She's really original Nepo baby. Never heard that one before.
Yeah.
I don't remember because, again, it's been 3.5 weeks. So I'm sorry if you're yelling into the abyss right now that it is addressed. But normally, sperm donation is. How did she? Because he did like a DNA test.
Yeah, he put like, he did one of those like.
Yeah. I was saying, yeah, because normally like you can't just find out who it was. Okay, never mind. Retract this from my statement.
Redacted.
Thank you. I liked her a lot. I loved her a lot too. I loved her and Rosie together.
Yes.
Rosie
definitely gave Willa-esque vibes.
Yes.
I will say you are correct because Ford gets like kind of woody and spicy in the previous books. I was kind of hoping for a little bit more. But I personally, like, you are a golden retriever lover.
I am.
I am a brooding, like, sulky, grumpy main character lover. So I feel like it tracks for the two of us that I liked Ford, whereas you're like, he was all right.
Yeah, well, that's how I kind of feel about Kate, too. Exactly. Like, I love Willa, and I'm like, Kate's fine. Like, if I had to choose a third brother or whatever, like,
yeah, whereas like, no, Kate's my husband.
Yeah, we're like, Theo is my husband.
Which would be like, Theo is my brother.
Yeah, and I would also like love Rhett, and then I'd be like, Kate's fine. Like, I mean, would I say no to hot, sexy single dad? But he wouldn't be my first choice.
See, which is like, to me, like, this tracks. I did very much enjoy Ford.
Yeah,
I understand your points and I get them.
Yeah,
and I hear you, but I still like Ford.
Yeah, no, again, yeah. I like,
it's not
Ford.
Top daddy Kate.
No, but. Well. No. And I can even say that definitely does not.
Agreed. I did find this, like, overall a very enjoyable read.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fun when I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think in true Elsie Silver fashion, she delivered a very easy to follow, fun, has some great banter, some good tension and chemistry.
Yeah.
She gave us the Elsie Silver package.
As I say, she gave us what I feel like I come to expect from Elsie Silver. Okay. Which, like, yes, Chestnut Springs, I think I rated all except for Powerless. Actually, no. I rated Flawless, Heartless, and Reckless 5 stars. And then Powerless and Hopeless 4. But, like, Powerless was really, like, a 3. I think I was just being generous in 2023. Which I'm being, like, so stingy with my – I'm being so stingy with my star ratings lately.
I'm trying to be very stingy with my 5-star ratings.
Because, like, I gave this, Wild Love, I gave this a 3.
Okay.
Because I don't think I'll ever go back and reread it.
I think I gave this a 4.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll go back and read this either. That's what I was trying to get to, like, the point of that. Like, I had a lot of fun while I was in it, but once it was over,
I've, like, not thought about it.
I have not thought about it. Like, even when we got asked, like, oh, have you read this? Like, what are your thoughts? I'm like, oh shit, what are my thoughts? Like, I have to, like, think back. I'm like, yeah, no, I know I liked Jordan. I know I liked Rosie.
Yeah.
And Cora was cool.
And that's the thing. I still liked it. Like, 3-star to me is still a very – That's the thing. I've trying to like stick with this, like with this like one star DNF, absolutely shit, terrible. Two star, I finished it, but like it's barely. Still shit, horrible. Three star, good. Won't revisit. Four star, I really liked, probably would reread or do the audio. And then five star is like smack my ass.
Which daddy. I feel like you and I have been doing a very good job this year of our five star
reading. Yes, like I think we each have like five or six, yeah.
Which is like
impressive. I'm halfway through a funny story and this is gonna be a five star read. 100%.
I've been so busy today.
Which we'll get there when we get there, not today, obviously. But yeah, anyway, sorry, a little funny story. But so I gave this three because I was just like, you know what, it was good and I was enjoying it while I was reading it, but like I don't feel the need to ever revisit it. And like I was saying, like I know when I read an Elsie book, it's never gonna be bad. It might just not be my favorite, but yeah. Like she's going to always deliver a quick, easy read, a good small town romance with good spice and like enjoyable characters. Like even her worst is still good.
Yes.
But not everything is going to be like a Chestnut Springs level five star for me.
Correct. But I do appreciate that like an author, like her, whoever, can still deliver a solid book, even if it just happens to be not my favorite. And like if this was your favorite, that's absolutely fucking amazing for you. And yeah. I love that for you. Because like to me, like Heartless was my favorite. And you might be looking like, Katie, you're stupid. Like, which is, again, like it's fine, personal preference. But like I do really enjoy an author that can like, straight up deliver at least a solid book each time.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think that she, yeah, like she's like an auto by author always. Yes. I really like the things that I really liked about it besides like Rosie. I loved Wes. That's his friend's name, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I love like the whole like bowling league. I forget the other guy's name in the bowling league. But it's all okay. So the bowling league is all single dads. And so we're going to get every, like, the next book is Wes and whoever the rock star is that Ford, like, wants to sign at the yes. end.
Oh my God. Something with an S or a C, I think.
Yeah. It's at the end. I was going to say, can I pull it up? Yes. Will I? I don't really care that much.
Even like the young girls, it's excited about her. Her name's, I know Cora.
Yes. Cora, like, loves this artist, Ford's able to sign her. I'm just expecting there to be this, like, I just think he's so fun. Like, Wes, to me, is the kind of male main character that I die for. He's, yeah. like, a little quirky and, like, funny, and I just feel like I'm gonna love him. He's Golden Retriever energy, so. Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm trying to plug in, like, singer. Like,
I know that at the end of the arc, which I assume is the end of any book, there is, what's it called? A bonus chapter. Well, you're looking for that. I'm just going to say that their emails and their different sign-offs.
Oh, fucking terrific.
See, that's another thing that Elsie actually does really, really well. She does a great text exchange.
Yes.
So this was emails. I mean, they did text too, but their email exchanges were great. But like in all of the Chestnut Springs books, there's always like a group chat or like some kind of like text exchange that is just cute and like funny. What?
Fila Kuti? No.
No.
That's another artist that they bring up.
Okay. You're making me have to do this. It is. All right. West and. Skylar Stone.
Thank you. I knew it was something with an S.
I just went straight to the end, to the bonus chapter.
I just was like, maybe you can also go to Goodreads and like just click on.
Oh, I mean, or that. But yeah, West and Skylar, and she's like I don't know if she's like a pop star or like a rock star, but anyway, Ford just signed her, so she's going to obviously be there like recording, and like she's going to meet West and his like two like kids, and they're going to butt heads, and then they're going to fall in love.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the kind of stuff that I live for. He's a true single dad. So he was married. He has two kids. They just like kind of had like an amicable divorce.
Yeah.
And I think he has like 50-50 custody. But I just feel like he's like silly, goofy, and total golden retriever. Sorry, but back to the emails. Because in one of them, there's like Harry Potter references, which like the millennial in us will always love. And yeah, have a happy day that he always signs off with.
Yes.
Tom Riddle, CEO and producer at Rose Hill Records. But yeah, I was like, he's Voldemort. But again, like he's not like, that's the whole thing too. Like they're like, we're enemies. I'm like, once were they enemies. Like even growing up, even in high school, they were never enemies.
It's
like,
very Grumpy Sunshine.
It's Grumpy Sunshine, but there is no enemies to lovers.
There's no enemies to lovers.
It is literally how I probably spoke to all of my brother's friends. Like I was the younger sister.
It's mutual pining. Yeah. Especially like being a young, I mean, I'm not a younger sister to a brother or just a younger sister in general. Like, so I'm sure you saw your brother's friends as like, oh my God, like I'm a little intimidated. Like these guys are kind of cute.
Some of them, not all of them, please.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like it's like an intimidation factor because they're older than you.
Right. And like, yeah, no, like she always like, the thing was that it was mutual pining once she got there, but not really growing up. Like she kind of always thought that he was like West's like, kind of like awkward, like best friend, but like she like always like stood up. She always like stood up for him. She was like, he's smarter than everybody here, and like people were like kind of like not nice to him.
Yeah.
But he was like very quiet and like awkward, which she still is quiet and awkward like as an adult. But she like would always stick up for him and stuff. But like her calling him when like she needed a ride, like I feel like that like she called him because she was like, oh, he's reliable and like
yeah.
I'm comfortable around him. Like, also, there's a million of my brother's friends that I would call for a ride.
For you, who has an older brother, certain friends that have been forever, I'm sure you would feel that there are certain people of his friend group that you can call and be like, I need you.
Yes, and like 100% they would be there. Like especially in high school, a lot of them I could have called and gotten a ride. Like, now one of his best friends is also like one of my really good friends. Like, I just, there was no mutual pining, but there were some friends who, like, obviously I did have really big crushes on, and I would have never called them because I would have been mortified. You know
exactly.
What I mean? So I think that she, like, liked him and respected him, but she also kind of, like, she, like, would fuck with him a lot, and, like, he wouldn't, like,
and maybe
he like,
was
liked
crushing
yeah.
her own way, but, like,
They're also, like, kids.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Like, whatever.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I feel like as soon as she, like, arrives, it's, like, it's on.
It is, and I love it. I love that kind of shit.
And, like, how he had her diary the whole time, and, like, wore the key around it. But, like, okay, this is a thing that can only be cute in a book, because can you imagine if, like, Tom was like, I've had your diary, and I wear the key around my neck for the past, like, 15 years. I'd be like, okay, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, like, you fucking psycho. Like,
yeah.
Go away.
And I like how she, like, rips out, the parts that, like, she wrote about him and, like, leaves them for him to read.
It's cute. And
it is
I love
cute.
That she has, like, such a fun relationship with his parents.
Yeah.
And his mom's a sex therapist.
Yes, which makes sense because his mom, like, is giving Willa. Like,
yes.
You can, like, see where Willa gets it from.
Yes. I do like how Elsie has written this family. Like,
yes.
It very is telling. She did a really nice job with this.
Yes. And I love when Willa shows up.
Oh,
like, you
God.
Have a fucking kid.
I fucking love Willa cameos.
Yeah.
Like, we need to keep those coming.
A Willa cameo in every single book from here until forever.
Is...
And, like, I love a lot of the female main characters that Elsie has written. I love a lot of female characters in general, but, like, Willa always stands out.
Agreed. She just, she's probably one of my favorite FMCs ever written.
100%. Like, up there with, like, Feyre, as far as, like, FMCs 100%. Go. And, obviously, like, this is just me being a terrible feminist, but, like, most of the time in a book, my favorite character is the male main character. Like, in a romance.
Most times,
because,
yes.
like, I'm putting myself in her position. So I'm like, oh, I love
we
him, whatever.
Are to be,
but,
yes,
like,
the
in
character.
Heartless, like, I would have wanted to be Kate. Like, I would want Willa. You know what I mean? Like, I loved Willa. Like,
yes.
I wanted to be with Willa.
Yes.
Like, you know what
or
I mean?
Or I just want to be Willa.
Yeah.
Like, how do I become you?
Yes. I know we're, like, really harping on Willa and Heartless. This is what I'm talking about. I this book was just very forgettable to me. I'm, like, so sorry.
Now that we're talking about it, I am remembering.
Like, the paint, like, when they're, like, messing around in the paint.
Yes. But also, I guess when you are a millionaire, what's a set of new floors to clean or, like, just replace?
But they leave the paint on the floor and, like, act
it's
like it's, like,
cute.
Art. It's cute.
Yeah.
And, like, so Rosie's whole thing is, okay, so she's living with her, like, long-term boyfriend. That's, okay, we could discuss this. And I can be a good feminist again. So she's living with her long-term partner who, like, she, like, met in college, and she's, like, working at this, like, she's, like, not right out of college, but she's also like kind of acting as if like this is like her first job.
Yes.
In a lot of ways, which I thought was like a little weird, but whatever. But she's like, you know, at her job, and her boss basically like, not basically, he does. He like fondles her at work.
Yeah.
And she says she's going to report it. And the next day she goes in to report it and like she's fired.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, she's going to report me. I'm going to fire her basically. So she tells, basically she also like tells her boyfriend this, and he's like, oh, you shouldn't make a big deal out of it. Like, you're still like up and coming. You don't want to like whatever, which is probably advice that like every woman has gotten in their life when they've been harassed at work.
And you just push on the rug, no big deal.
Like oh yeah. That. Like, you don't want to be seen as like difficult. Like, you don't want whatever. Like, oh my God. Like,
no.
Makes me like viscerally angry.
It also goes back to like when I hate when people are also like, well, what were you wearing to like cause that reaction? Come the fuck again.
I can walk around.
I can walk butt ass fucking naked. That doesn't mean that you have permission to touch me or like do anything to me. If a man were to walk fucking naked cowboy in New York City, does he probably get accosted 110%? But like, no one is looking at that man going,
he deserves it.
He deserves to be touched.
Yeah.
He's dressed like that, so he deserves to be fondled. But if I was out there in a bikini with a fucking guitar and cowboy boots, they'd be like, wow, she's a fucking whore.
Yeah.
She looks like a slut.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
I say, yeah, no. That's a different podcast, okay? But yeah, so whatever. So she goes to quit. They fire her before she can, like, report him, whatever. And so she kind of, like, goes back home, like, not knowing what she's going to do for work. Kind of like not really knowing the status of her relationship. Like, she mentions a few times that like they're just together like out of convenience at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And like she's just kind of like figuring her shit out when she gets back to town. And Ford's like, you can work for me. And then he gives her like an amazing job with a crazy salary.
Which like, can I have that?
Yeah. And all she has to do is like walk next door every day to like go to work.
Yeah, like still sold.
Yeah. And she doesn't think she deserves any. Anyway, so then Ford finds out like what happened, like why she was fired and everything. So basically he just like
enlists her brother for help as well.
Well, that too. Yeah. Which I do understand why she gets mad, because that wasn't his secret to tell. But whatever. But yeah, he enlists her brother, and they basically like keep buying the buildings that this company is in and like kicking, like evicting them.
Which is so fucking terrible.
So basically like he's like running this company bankrupt.
Yes.
And it's great.
It's so fucking great.
Yeah.
I love it. But also, like, I still have a job.
Oh, yeah. Like, give me a job.
But I'm really intrigued about Wes. I think he's going to be, like, your Theo, but maybe a little bit more of, like, a ball buster. And, like, not so golden retriever, but, like, still has golden retriever tendencies.
Like, I just, like, have him, like, in my head. Like, I can see him. And I feel like it's... when I read it, it's going to be so different. But, like, in my head, like, I'm in love with him.
I see him as, like, you were, like, kind of like a fuck-around boy, like, got into trouble. Like, but you were a bad boy in, like, a good way. You probably could have had the title bad boy.
Yes.
Obviously, you had children. You calmed down. You settled. You still have that little bit, like, a vivacious streak in you.
Yes.
And he does even point out to his sister. He's like, I'm not fully stupid. Like, I'm not just going to, like, ruin my life and my children's life.
Yeah.
But, like... this is what I did, and he attacked me. Like, I did all the right things. So, like, okay, so, like, he smartened up. Like, he got wise. Like, I can't wait to see how this plays out. So, you're still going to see, like, the bad boy moments.
Yes.
And the take what he wants guy. And, like, I just think it's going to be one of those, like, I want X. Like, I've done all this shit. And, like, I deserve to have fun. So, I want this. I'm going to go get it.
Yeah. No. Like, oh, my God.
I think I could be wrong.
No, I agree 100%. Like, he's... the kid that like in high school was like the class clown, the football that everybody would love, but he was always getting himself into trouble.
Yes.
And then like he grew up a little bit.
And he probably got away with everything too, because he was probably like a kind
cute
soul,
and like
cute,
yeah,
maybe like a gentleman to like his elders.
Yeah.
Like, respected his people.
Yeah.
Like
the teachers like hated getting him in trouble, but like he was like always acting up.
Yes.
But they like loved him.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. Speaking of crazy, when his parents show up and like bet like my best grandparents shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I can't go there again. Sorry. I got off that train. I won't get back on it. I love when Rosie calls the, like her like little,
it's exactly what they call
for
Wednesday
yeah.
in, My little storm cloud.
Yes, thank you.
I was gonna say I should know this. I've only watched that show and too
like
many times.
How like Rosie like leaves her the pink scrunchie because she's like, you can like love black and wear black. You could also like wear some color if you want. Like nobody is like whatever. And then Cora like she comes into her own with like making friends. Yeah. And I like that her mom. So her mom was like went into a depression after like the dad passed away, and that's kind of why she shows up at Ford's. Because she, like, needs help. She's like, my mom needs to go away to get help. And, like, we don't have the money. And, like, basically, like, also, like, I need help.
Yeah.
And they don't have, like, she doesn't have aunts or uncles or grandparents or whatever. There's, like, no family. So I love that, like, Ford gets her mom the help. I love that her mom, like, that he, like, prioritizes, like, her going to visit her mom. Mm-hmm. Her talking to her mom. When the mom comes back, like, him being like, okay, like,
let me help you try to get settled here since Cora's doing so well here.
Like, I like that it wasn't like a, oh, like, I can't be a mother anymore. Like, she's yours. Like, I like that the mom is still
present. She just
present. Because I, because I like, so I was, when I was reading it, I was like, I'm going to be really mad if, like, all of a sudden the mom's like, never mind, I can't be a parent. And then, like, Rosie and, like, Ford are like, okay, we're parents now. Like, I like that the mom is back in the picture and, like, has custody of her daughter. Because, I was happy about that.
Me too. Well written in that aspect.
Well written in that aspect. I mean, the whole book is well written. There's just little things that I didn't particularly like about it, and that's also okay.
Everyone's allowed to have their own opinions, and if they're different, that's okay.
I'm having a really hard time remembering the other guy in...
Skinny, Slank, I'm thinking of like Casper's friends. Stretch? Is it Stretch?
I'm just gonna search bowling. Because the other guy, I feel like he,
the one that was kind of like flirting with Rosie.
Yeah. No. Like the guy that was painting? No.
So the guy painting, I have some qualms. He gave me older, like I'm not talking 40-year-old. I'm talking like older man vibes, as if like you're my dad's age. My dad's in his 60s.
Yeah.
So like I'm curious if he's actually someone who's young, or are you actually older? Like I'm very cute, very confused.
No, I don't know. No, I have to, I'm sorry, I have to find bowling. Who's the guy? No, there's the other guy on the team who's a kind of cranky, but like he's not.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by him because all the guys on the bowling team are single dads. I don't know how they're going to do that one guy though that you're saying, because I pictured him like an old man too.
Yes.
Maybe he is just an old man who's on the team and he's just like the Harvey, like kind of there for like, because I don't think she announced like exactly who's getting books, but I think that there's like five of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are five.
And I can only remember West, the old crazy man, and the hot guy whose name I can't think of. But you know what? The guy on the other team, which I think is who you're thinking of, like they call him like Slim, but he's like not Slim maybe, or whatever.
I don't know.
Maybe like the teams merge or like there's like some like weird thing with, because I'm like, there's not five hot single dads that I can like think of off the top of my head on their team.
Or we just haven't met them. The team that Ford does join is all single dads.
Yeah, but I only remember them talking about West, the other hot guy.
We've apparently met all of them.
Yeah, so I think that the guy in the other team will maybe be one. I don't know. Okay, a man with close-cropped dark hair, a few streaks of granite glances up from where he sits, tying his shoes. He's got dark eyes and an unfriendly face. And where he is not as tall as I am, he's got bulk that I don't. He looks like he hates me, and I haven't even opened my mouth yet. Yeah, that's Bash. Sebastian. That's the one that I'm excited for.
And then Stretch is the other one. Okay. There's a Stretch.
Okay, I was thinking Crazy Clyde. Crazy Clyde is an old man.
Yeah.
Old, wiry man. Yes. Okay, Crazy Clyde. And then, all right, Clyde, whatever. Wes pulls out his phone. I'm telling you, like, those are the only ones I feel like they introduced on the team.
Stretch, you do me as
well. Oh, too tall, but he's on the other team.
Yeah. The nicknames are, I think, what's hanging me up.
Because I'm reading it now. This is his first time. Okay, and then Stretch.
Yeah. Who's Ryan?
Oh, no. Stretch is too tall. Stretch is the guy on the other team.
I was going to say, I'm looking at this quote, and I was like, I think Stretch and too tall are the same person.
Yes, he's the guy on the other team. So I think it's Bash, West, Stretch. But I don't know. And, like, we have Ford. So who's the last one?
We've been introduced to the
Because it can't be Clyde because he's an old man. And while I do want it, I wouldn't mind a granddaddy romance. I want it to be Harvey Eaton.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm trying to think of who else was a single dad that we met.
I'm trying to look at my messages because I was talking to
Unless the guy painting ends up being a single dad and he like the one that like four fires. Gus? Somebody is screaming into the abyss right now.
Yeah, so like, oh my god, guys, why are you so silly and you keep forgetting?
No.
I think his name is Gus based off of some messages I'm looking at.
I just searched Gus and nothing came up.
Oh, then never mind.
Remember when he fires the painter?
Yes. I think he might get one.
Maybe. I would say maybe he's a single dad. That's the only other person, that I can remember meeting. That maybe he could be a single dad. But, like, we don't know anything about him.
Basically, let's just do this. Slide into our DMs and tell us.
Yeah, if you guys are listening, who's the fifth?
Who is the fifth?
Like I said, I gave it 3. It wasn't my favorite, Elsie. It was good. Like, if someone was like, should I read this? I would say yes.
Yes.
But I wouldn't, like, be like, oh my god, drop everything down and pick up this book.
No. I would tell you about that. Like, I would be like, just, if you're, like, in a lull, pick it up. It is enjoyable and fun if you just need a binge-worthy book. Like, yeah. I was reading, because I didn't know if I wanted to do Funny Story with my eyeballs or with my ears. I'm going to go with ears, because it's Julia Whalen. But, like, I was like, let me start this one book because I know I could just binge it.
Yeah.
Like, this is Wild Love. Like, you could just binge it one day.
Yes. Like, it would be a really good vacation read.
Yes.
Because you can, like, not focus on it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like to read. Like, I would hate to be reading Funny Story if I was on vacation right now because I'm so.
Unless, like, you know you're definitely going to have, like, if Gil is golfing.
That's
you're
different.
At the beach by yourself.
That's different. If I was at a beach by myself, then I would be
But if you're with some girlfriends or something, your husband and your significant other, whoever, and you're chit-chatting, there's stuff going on, like, I would definitely recommend, like, a waterfall.
Like, I read the first two books in the Gold Rush Ranch series when I was on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was on the beach. Yeah, okay, sorry. I thought it stopped recording.
Could you imagine just talking?
Yeah, no, back in March. And it was perfect because I can, like, read, and then as soon as, like, somebody started talking, I can put it back down.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever. So that's, like, what I think that this would be good for.
I agree.
So what do we have coming up next week?
Let me pull up our...
I feel like next week we might have Happy Place. Not Happy Place. Oh, my God. What is this, 2023? Funny Story?
We haven't posted our May.
But have we made the calendar?
We made our decision. We might need to relook at it, though.
Okay, well, what's next week?
Hold on. I'm going to text message
myself. May 1st.
What's my name? Say my name.
Okay. I think we're going to have a packed schedule.
We have a packed schedule today.
I think it's Funny Story. And then we have 2 interviews, which we will announce later.
Yeah.
And
Spilling the Tea.
And then maybe at the end of the month, the Spilling the Tea?
Yeah. Maybe Savor It.
Ooh. TBD on the, you know what, we'll
just
post
TBD.
It. But next week is Funny Story. That's all you need to know. And then there will be 2 other interviews, which we will announce later. And then we don't know what we're doing the last week.
Correct. Absolutely fucking correct.
But yeah, so we'll see you next week for Funny Feelings. Emily Henry, it actually just came out yesterday, if you're listening on Wednesday. It came out on the 23rd, so you basically have 7 days to read it because we are not fucking around. Like, we're talking about this immediately.
Yes, because we learned our lesson.
Well, we learned our lesson with this one, and because, like, I need to talk about it. I would have to talk about it regardless. Like, if it was Spilling the Tea next week, I'd have to talk about it anyway.
So we're
just going to go straight Funny Feelings. So we see you guys same time, same place next week.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, fuckers.